This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a post-budget webinar on employment via video conferencing today. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy, and the innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. The webinar will foster the collaboration among the government, industry, academia, and citizens, encouraging the discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements in effective outcomes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing a post-budget webinar yesterday held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi assured that the government is working with a vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. The Prime Minister pointed out that the stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development.
हम simplified income tax की व्यवस्था लेकर आए, हम जन विश्वास 2.0 बिल पर काम कर रहे हैं, non-financial sector के regulations को review करने के लिए एक कमेटी का गठन का भी निर्णय हुआ है. हमारा प्रयास है कि इन्हें modern, फ्लेक्सिबल, पीपल फ्रेंडली और टस्क बेज बनाया जा सके.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of this century. In a concluding remarks on a two-day visitors' conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of educational institutions and the students would have to move forward with a global mindset. In another function at Rashtrapati Bhavan, addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service yesterday, the president emphasized that for development, to a sustainable and inclusive, resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. The president highlighted that the country's infrastructure is growing, digital connectivity in bridging gaps, and economic opportunities are more accessible than ever before. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, was with the Home Secretary of United Kingdom, Yvette Cooper, in London yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that during this meeting, both sides discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges, and the joint efforts to tackling trafficking and extremism. Dr. Jayashankar, who is on a visit to United Kingdom, will also meet the Secretary of the State of Department of Business and Trade of UK, Jonathan Reynolds, and discuss the progress of free trade agreement talks between the two countries. Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the PM thanked the Belgian princess's initiative to lead the 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlock limitless opportunities for the countrymen of both the nations through new partnerships. The Union Minister of Electronics, IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, also met with the Belgian delegation led by the Princess Astrid of Belgium in New Delhi and discussed the collaboration to clean technology, defense and the electronics, among others. The fourth India-Vietnam policy planning dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The dialogue enabled both sides to share views on various regional and global issues, including the recent developments in the Indo-Pacific, functioning of multilateral institutions and development priorities in the global south. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue successfully overhauled the total, scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. Virat Kohli, who top-scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named the player of the match. In the second semi-final, New Zealand would face South Africa in Lahore today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.